South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford has apologized for a sex scandal and apologized some more, but he insists he won't resign. Yesterday, he went on a conservative radio talk show to take calls directly from the public. Julie Rose of member station WFAE tells us how it went.
Governor Mark Sanford's been making the rounds of Rotary clubs and political groups for nearly 3 months now on what people in South Carolina have dubbed his apology tour. But yesterday afternoon was the Republican governor's first time on live radio, taking calls from regular folks since admitting to an affair and taking a secret trip to Argentina to visit his girlfriend. So a lot of people were expecting fireworks.
News Radio 560 WVOC.
And for the first hour of the show, the hour that Sanford was not in studio, things were pretty feisty.
I've never seen anything that's a bigger disgrace. I voted for him twice, and I'm going to tell you, I guess that's why I've got a reason to gripe. Didn't vote for him, or what?
You have every reason in the world to gripe, Tom, and you have every right to do so.
Linda, you're on WVOC. It's good to have you with us.
First of all, did he not go AWOL? He's the governor 24-7. And to not be there, that's just not right.
But then Governor Sanford came on the show, and things changed dramatically. The calls were largely supportive, giving Sanford plenty of room to extol his record and plans for his next 16 months as governor. WVOC radio host Kevin Cohen insists he didn't screen the callers, many of whom sounded like this one, who thinks Sanford's getting a raw deal in the press.
The media is just overplaying this and making it worse than what it truly is.
Again, you know, if you're the guy who messed up, and I'm the guy who messed up, I'm not going to be casting stones again, where folks are or aren't coming from. I will simply say what I said before, which is some people have seen it in their best interest, I think, to keep things stirred up perhaps a little bit more than maybe ought to be the case.
Sanford blames the media and his political opponents for keeping the scandal alive, including recent allegations that he broke state ethics laws in use of the state plane and flights on private jets. Those concerns have made Sanford's environment at the state capitol increasingly hostile. The lieutenant governor and a majority of state senators have already called for Sanford to step down. Late yesterday, the speaker of the Republican-led House of Representatives, Bobby Harrell, joined the chorus.
The issues we have facing our state and the work that needs to be accomplished is just too important for us to spend the next year bogged down with the distractions that Governor Sanford's actions have created. For the good of our state, Governor Sanford should step aside.
Sanford insists he will not resign, leaving impeachment as the only option for state lawmakers who want him out. But impeachment proceedings would be costly and could get messy enough to hurt lawmakers seeking re-election.
If they have a special session, it actually doesn't happen, they can't seem unified, and they don't have enough votes, then it would absolutely backfire in the legislature.
That's political scientist Scott Huffman of Winthrop University in South Carolina. He says it's also not clear the legislature has grounds for impeachment. Lawmakers hope to have an answer to that in the next month. Sanford is the first sitting governor in South Carolina to be investigated by the state's Ethics Commission. His travel records are the focus of that investigation, and lawmakers are waiting for the results before making their next move. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte, North Carolina.